I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. If you want Oprah tickets, we've got them. Be here at 8 o'clock. You'll also find yourself sitting with Scott Capurro at 8 o'clock. Fair warning.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Oh. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Thank you. Yep. We'll begin this break with a quick check-in.
Yeah.
From NBC Bay Area reporter Scott Budman, live out in the field, reporting from Cupertino. He's out in front of the... What?
I was hoping Brent could do the ANN.
No,
I think he went to the bathroom.
He's dealing with some things.
There are some things happening. Yeah.
It's super.
We're busy, Sarah.
Busy. Yep. Busyness. Busyness abounds.
Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, Scott Budman reporting from the front door of the Apple compound.
He's at the airlock at the spaceship.
Right. He's now going to. Hey, Scott. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
All right. So you were at the Apple event yesterday.
Yes.
All right. So I want to begin by asking you a question, because I know these events now, you've been to many of them, I would guess. Is the attitude at these things like it's a big yawn? Is anyone excited to hear for the speaker to take the stage?
Yeah, there's still a buzz. I mean, I admit I've covered a lot of these, and I was talking about this with some fellow veteran, you know, tech reporters yesterday, but there are always new people. These things, as you know, have now gone global, so we see people from all over the world covering this, and the bloggers, and it's still a buzz because it's still something new. Apple is not as good as it used to be at keeping secrets, but there's still always kind of a, oh, they're doing that kind of attitude, and it's a fun story. It's always fun and goofy and crowded and, you know, secretive and just all the weird stuff that Apple tries to put into an event to make it not just a product launch, but an event itself.
Yeah. Okay. So what did you see? I realize, or I was able to read this morning, there's three new phones, the update to the XR, which is their low or entry level base phone. And unless you go back in time to the 8 or one of the older phones.
6 was great.
Anyway, so they've got the 11, the 11 Pro, and the 11 Max Pro.
How is it much bigger than what we've got now?
It depends what you have now. The Pro Max is a big phone because it packs all that stuff in there. And, you know, it wants you to have a big screen because it wants you to take all these three camera photos. So that's a big phone with a big price tag. It goes up to about $1,400, $1,500, depending on how much memory. Starts at about $1,000. But the iPhone 11 itself, which is kind of similar to what we saw with the, you know, the X or the 10, whatever you call it, that starts at $700, which is actually a step down. And the reason is because this time around, it wasn't just about phones. Phones are something at this point everybody has. I know you guys love the Apple products. You have a lot of them. Yeah. Apple knows that and knows its phone sales have been dropping lately and slowing down. And so what it wants to do is make sure you have a phone at whatever price. And then it's really pitching these services. It's got a new streaming movie service. It's got a video game streaming service.
Right.
All these things, obviously Apple Music, that it wants on your devices. And that's the big thing now, is it's undercutting not only Netflix but even Disney, $4.99 a month for its Apple TV Plus movie service, they call it. And so yet another streaming competitor.
Right.
And once again, the competition means good news for us consumers. The prices are dropping.
And the one show I've heard about, we were talking about it this morning, is The Morning Show. It's like a Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon.
Right.
I mean, that's got some pretty big star power attached to it. Like, I am an Apple TV subscriber already. Do I get that automatically, or is that something I'm going to have to pay extra for?
It's a good question. So, right, the Apple TV is
I've got the little box, you know.
Right, you've got the box that you paid for, and everything comes in, and then you pay for it. the Apple TV Plus is going to be an add-on for $4.99 a month for all those movies. But that way, you'll get to stream them a la Netflix instead of paying for them individually like you do on Apple TV now.
Right, right.
So it's going to get a little confusing. Remember when Apple Music streaming came in and everyone was like, well, what do we do with iTunes? And eventually it all sort of merged over to your phone or your iPod and everything streams now. And that's going to that'll be how this is. You can still buy or rent movies, but the $4.99 will give you
access to a library, right?
Right, and so it'll sort of be like Netflix and what Disney is planning with its, I believe, $6.99 bundle.
Well, I'm sure I'll be signing up for that.
So back to the new devices. What I read was there's a much improved battery life, like up to 4 hours more daily. So that's a big improvement.
Sure.
If you're mowing through your battery, which I haven't been doing. So
seems
I'm
like
not...
I'm constantly plugging my phone, even when it's 100% charged. I just leave it plugged
in.
You
just do it.
Yeah. If I've got access to a cord, I stick it in.
That was one of the big improvements. And then the other is the camera improvement, which there's that. So if those two things entice you or pull you,
right?
Like, oh, I got to spend another thou.
So, but they're really focused more on just like, you know, let's get these people on a monthly payment plan.
Makes sense. So the other thing, and I'm a huge fan of the watch, which I would never have purchased the watch. In a million years. I didn't buy it. I was gifted it, and it started a habit, and now I am on the watch with the service so that I don't have to – I can leave my phone.
Right.
My watch gives me all of my texts. I can actually get back to people through it, and it eliminates my need for the pocket square. You know the one.
Yes.
That square in your pocket that doesn't let you step forward or doesn't let you sit down or makes you hold it in your hands so that you don't have that happening.
Right.
I love
you're
it.
Dick Tracy. You can talk on your phone.
The watch is really, really good.
I mean, your watch, yes.
Risk communicator. So were there big improvements to that, or does it seem like just the same thing and just maybe souped
those
up?
Those were
little?
Minor improvements. So they talked about a longer-lasting battery again. And again, with the phone battery and the watch battery, you know, I get these testing models. I can't confirm that yet, but I'll let you know how those work. But one thing on the watch that people had complained about was, you know how it's dark most of the time until you turn your wrist or touch it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They now have a setting, if you want it, that keeps the watch on all the time.
I do.
And that's some people want that, where it's a little lighter, and then you look at it, and it gets a little darker. And so you can always check your watch, depending on not, you know, you don't have to worry about how your wrist turns or if you touch it or anything
Right, because it is nice to be able to glance at your watch quickly when you're...
Without... lifting your arm and making a motion. Yeah, I agree. That's actually a good improvement. Hopefully that's an update for this older watch I have.
Yeah, that would be
and
nice
then more healthcare stuff, which is, I think, a real good thing for wearables, which is the idea of tracking your health and your steps and your heart rate and all those things. And there are even more things that you can do. They talked about various cycles for women and how you can track that. And, and a lot of it is working with
our various cycles
with healthcare organizations. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that how they said it? The thing? They weren't like, also, you can tell when your period's coming. They didn't say it like that.
Yes. Well, that's where that's where the doctor was a woman on stage and she talked about it. Everyone just kind of nodded their heads and said, cool. Yeah.
Great. We get it. Yeah. Cycles.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else that you wanted to share with us, Scott?
That's about it. I mean, again, big thing service and go get your devices. And obviously, it's just in time. The orders start Friday. The phones will be available September 20th, and the movie thing starts on November 1st if you're looking for dates.
All right.
Scott Budman of NBC Bay Area reporting from the doorstep of the Apple spaceship in Cupertino. Thank you, Scott. Right, and the ANN. Thank you.
Oh, there's the new ANN sounder.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye, Scott. Bye, Scott.
Have a wonderful day.
Oh, ANN.
Must look weird, him standing alone in the doorway at the front door of a big building.
The thing's over. You gotta get out of here,
dude.
Buddy.
You're late.
He wants to report live on
that's...
He's a stickler for that stuff.
Thank you so much, Scott Budman. Okay, we'll continue now with the news as I'm reporting. Someone saw steam or smoke coming from the top of the Salesforce Tower.
Uh-oh.
They are responding to the reports by saying it's just ventilation. It has something to do with their air conditioning or whatever. It's not smoke. Don't worry.
It's just it's water vapor, man. Don't worry.
Salesforce is vaping.
Yeah, they're vaping. Stop it. God, everyone stop doing that. Get back on regular cigarettes, everyone.
This story, I've been meaning to do it for a couple days because I love it. I think it's a great story, and it shows how some people pivot quickly and go, we got to do this.
Okay.
There's an elementary school kid in Tallahassee who's a huge University of Tennessee fan. College, we have good big colleges here. I'm not saying we don't. Our boy goes to Berkeley, but Stanford, you know, you're worthy
you're fine.
Too.
You're fine too, right.
So, but we don't, because we have so much going on in the Bay Area, they're not the singular focus of all of the town folk.
We're in smaller towns, they're for sure. Like you were talking about how up in Oregon, I mean,
people paint their houses green and yellow.
Because
people
they are fans.
Right.
That's all they care about.
People own motor RVs to drive them the 3 miles down to the stadium and use them for the home games.
Yeah, that's so funny.
So that you have to understand that
mentality.
Hopefully that helps you understand this story. So this kid, an elementary school kid in Tallahassee, is a huge University of Tennessee fan. The Volunteers is the name of the team. Apparently he couldn't afford one of their shirts, so he made one. I'll show you a picture of it here. Actually, I have the color.
I've seen it. It's really just scribbled. It's a piece of paper that he's taped to his chest. And
hold it up for the camera. The Alice Facebook page is currently streaming our show. That's where you can find us.
UT.
If you like watching a radio show, Alice Facebook.
It's very close to a favorite of mine, UTI.
I don't. What?
I'm just kidding. It's not my favorite.
Okay. That. Why would you? Okay. Anyway, he drew the initials of the school, UT, on a piece of paper, and then he pinned it to an orange shirt. It's basic.
Yeah.
It's
beyond basic.
It's childish.
It's just a fun. He just likes the team.
And as
he
you can
support.
Imagine, when he showed up at school, the kids were ruthless. Mm-hmm. They tortured him. He just wanted to support his favorite team. And the kids never stopped torturing him. His teacher posted a photo of the shirt on Facebook, hoping someone would buy him a real Tennessee Volunteer shirt. And this is where you see, I call them a company because these schools are companies. Mm. They are businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the president of the university saw this shirt posted on Facebook. First, sent the kid a ton of swag. Just overloaded him with gear.
So awesome.
So that he would never
pin a piece of paper to a shirt again.
Then the school announced, we're going to make that shirt. The one the boy drew.
Mm-hmm.
We're making that shirt and we're selling that to people. On top of making the shirt that the kid designed.
So it's so cute too, because actually on a shirt it looks really like it's just his little scribbled. You know, he's actually did it with a ballpoint pen. It looks like, and it's cute.
But they made it exactly as the kid drew it.
Yep,
it's the logo the kid designed. They're selling it online for $15, and a portion of each sale will go to a charity called Stomp Out Bullying.
Oh, nice.
Which is there's a guy who gets it. Like, you can't beat that PR.
Nope.
Your team is crap. They've already lost twice.
The kid loves them anyway.
Well, that's so, you know, you need to do good. This is a guy who saw a moment, seized it, and did something super good. Not only for the kid and for all of us to see, but for the school.
Well, let's hope that kid winds up being a UT student someday. I would love to see that happen,
too. You can pre-order one of these shirts through the University of Tennessee's official campus store website. They'll ship later this month. Again, they sell for $15, and a portion of each sale will go to a charity called Stomp Out Bullying.
Hotline.
Okay.
Freaking awesome.
It's great. It's a very uplifting story. That's sweet. And you know, no one is harsher than kids. Like, the whole bullying thing. Like, we were talking yesterday about Good Samaritans and how, you know, 9 times out of 10, someone is going to stop and help you. And I just thought, you know, that's what some, like, kids are just so hard on each other. And they think it's like their own insecurities, like, oh, God, get them, you know, so no one notices me. And, you know, it's just nice to know that most of us grow up and start as we mature. We look around us and see, like, the way to be is to be a helper and not a herder, a hater.
Most of these situations should be learning moments. Kids are unformed.
Right.
They're not done yet. They're still cooking.
And you need to tell them. You don't pick on other kids.
Right. I mean, that's when we think about kids and bullying and we trip out on it. It's not that kids are bad.
No.
They're not just bad people. Kids are unformed. They're not done yet. They need to, everything's got to be a learning moment for them. So,
unfortunately, sometimes it's at some other kid's expense.
Exactly right. Anyway, I thought that was pretty neat.
It's a great story.
There's a 33-year-old woman named, we've talked about this story before. Not this story specifically, but the moment. Ashley Crampton, she's 33.
Ashley Crampton, huh?
She and her 26-year-old wife were at a budget inn in Clearwater, Florida.
Hot.
That is hot.
How old is she? 26?
Ashley's 33.
Oh, 33.
Were at a budget inn in Clearwater, Florida this weekend.
All right. Hot. Doing whatever it is they do.
Ashley's wife apparently took Ashley's usual side of the bed, though.
Oh.
We've talked about this.
How dare she?
Well, like, I don't need a certain side of the bed, but pick your side. Mm. Pick your side so I know where my stuff goes on the bedside. I need to, anyone, pick whatever you want.
And actually, if you're talking about a hotel, I mean, you know.
There isn't really a side.
No. Uh-oh.
But
so what
people
happened?
Have different sure. ways of oh, functioning, okay. you know, and that made Ashley furious.
Oh, my God. So the 33-year-old's furious or the little,
The older lady,
the one who should be more
Ashley,
mature.
Okay. Kicked her wife off the bed and then punched her when she tried to get back on.
Oh, my God. What a
Ashley was arrested for domestic battery.
Well, yeah. I mean, Ashley's awful. What's going
on? Excuse me.
Yeah, that's a long
is that
one.
Your stomach?
Can everybody hear that?
Yeah.
What is it?
It sounds, remember when they were doing construction on the outside of the building? Mm-hmm. So for years we
Oh, my
were,
God. Oh. It was horrible.
I was like, oh, that's a bad memory.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where that is coming from exactly. Mm. You know, there's stuff going on.
Scott Capurro's in the building now.
Yeah,
oh,
he is.
Weird
God.
New haircut. Weird haircut.
What's wrong with his hair?
And it just seems so flat.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's just got a cut.
Just, boy, is he.
He says
is.
It's weird.
I parted it on a different side today.
Oh, that must be it.
Did you get another new nose job while you were gone?
No. Same old nose.
Same old new nose.
Uh-oh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Some people wrote in about the Teslas we were talking about.
Yeah.
A lot of people love that car.
Yeah. I want one. I want one bad.
You do?
If I had a garage, I'd get one.
Why do you need a garage?
Because I just don't want to.
What is it? You don't want a what?
I just don't want to pay all that money and then have it parked outside. Come on.
Like your BMW was free?
Yeah, it's just not the same.
It's not the same?
Teslas are beautiful. I don't deserve one.
You're not worthy.
I'm not worthy of one. Plus, I gotta run this one into the ground, you know? And I've got it already. That's what I do with cars. I just drive them until they just cannot be driven anymore. And then I give them to my kid.
Or give it to your kid, yeah.
That's exactly. And I'm like, oh, give them the Prius. I can finally get rid of this Prius.
Sarah said she went to her neighbor's house who turned 99. And she was chatting her up. And it sounds like the entire neighborhood was passing through to celebrate with her. And you said that upon your exit, you and John discussed, you should go back with a notebook and take notes. She knows the whole neighborhood. 510 writes, Sarah, a notebook. You and John have recorders on your phones. Record the neighbor talking about the neighborhood, and then you've got everything you need.
People are so smart.
Well, that's, there it is.
Or you're so dumb.
Well, both, right.
Yeah, that is true.
We should write it all down. Yeah, well, look, we're old people, you know? That's what occurs to us. I don't know, the thing in my pocket.
The voice memo in your pocket.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, Scott Capurro, for one
all
thing.
Right!
I don't know what else we'll ever get to, but he's on for sure.
Sarah and Vinny.